Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chesem Abeis. We're holding on Chesem and Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the word Meisfe. So the Gemara quoted a memoir from Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said that if a person brings dirt into his house, meaning he designates dirt to be used on Yom Tov, so he could use it for any need, anything he wants, he could use the dirt, any sort of need, he could use that dirt for that need. Ask the Gemara, Meisve, Koi, ain't Shaykhdin, it's a Biyamtif. Says the Braiso, you're not allowed to Shaykh the Koi. Koi is a Savik Chaya, a Savik if it's a Behema. Now, only a Chaya is Chayiv in Kisui Adam, a Behema. The halacha is that you do not have a Chiv to cover the Dam. There's no mitzvah to cover the Dam. Says the Braiso, you're not allowed to Shaykh the Koi, which is a Savik Chaya, a Savik Behema, you're not allowed to Shaykh the on Yamtif. During the week, if you Shaykh the, so you'll cover the Dam, he's Savik. On Yom Tov, there seems to be a problem to cover the dam, and therefore, on the tzadid it's a behema, and therefore don't shecht it. Ve'im shechtu, and if you did shecht it, so ein mechasen as damai, but you don't even cover the dam. Now, says the Gemara, v'isa, and if Rav Yehuda is right, that if a person designates dam on Yom Tov to be used, so he could use it for anything he wants, so lechasik Rav Yehuda, so why not just use this dirt and cover the dam? What's the worst case scenario? That there's no mitzvah? Okay, so there's no mitzvah. So you still, your house is dirty, you have dam on the floor, so, or your chatzar is dirty, so you want to clean it up, so you put the dirt over it. It's not worse, it's nothing wrong with cleaning up your chatzar if you have dirt that's prepared to be used for any need. So who cares? What, even on the tzadid it's a behema and that there's no mitzvah, so what? Well, if Rav Yehuda is right that once you designate dirt you could use it for anything, so just use the dirt to cover the dam of the koi. Says the Gemara, Ulatameich l'chasi bei ferkira. Why you ask on Rav Yehuda? This is Tam Akasha. That Efer Kira we know is mutter for any sort of need. So why not cover the dam of the koi with Efer Kira? I bedek or not? If a person has a shovel in the ground, so that dirt is designated to be used for anything he wants. So why not use that dirt? El Delasle. So you'll have to tell me that he doesn't have Efer Kira. He doesn't have a shovel in the ground. So Achanami Delasle. So here too also I'll tell you he never brought a bucket of dirt into his house. He never designated it. He doesn't have any dirt. That's why you can't cover the koi. Well, ask the Gemara, Yahachi, if so, then my Yuri Yasafi got filu vadin amiloi. So why does the Braisa say, not to shech the koi? You can't even shech the vadi chaya. This has nothing to do with seikas. You can't, if you don't have any sort of dirt prepared, so you're not allowed to shech any chaya or if. So says the Gemara, let me buy you comment. Of course you cannot shecht a chaya or a knife. Because then, if you shecht it, you're going to have a chiv of kisrei adam, and you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Avo besafik, by a koi, eima mishum simchas yamtiv, lishchay v'lo lechasyo. So I might have thought, do the shechita, and then don't do kisrei adam. Anyways, it's only a safik if there's a chiv. So for simchas yamtiv, we should give you a heter to shecht it. Kamash malon the braisa, then no, you're not allowed to shecht it. So really we're talking about where you don't have any dirt. And the chiddush of the braisa is that you might have thought you could shech the koi because you're only being mevatel kisei adam misafik, kamash malon, then no, you're not allowed to shech the koi. Ask the Gemara, v'amidikatani seifa, v'im shechtu in mechasen as damoi, mechla bedisli askinan. The seifa says that if you do shech the, you can't cover the dam. That sounds like you have dirt to theoretically cover the dam, and still you're not allowed to. So how could you tell me we're talking about where you don't have dirt? Clearly the Braisa is talking about where you do have dirt. So again, we're moving away from Rav Yehuda. This is no longer Kasha and Rav Yehuda. This is just Stam Akasha. Clearly the case of the Braisa is that you have dirt to be used, and the Braisa is still saying that you're not allowed to use it. So what's the pshat? Why not? If you could use it to cover a chaya, why can't you use it to cover a kai? So says the Gemara Elam Arabo, that Efer Kira Muchan Levadai Ve Muchan Nesafik. Because the halacha is that when you have dirt that's prepared, you have Efer Kira, or you have Dekar Notz, any sort of dirt that's prepared, or ashes, the halacha is that it's only considered Muchan for a Vada use, and not for a Safek use. Now again, your Das really is to use it for anything. So says the Gemara, obviously Chazal are the ones that don't want you using it for a Safek use. But that's a Mitzvah Muksa. Your Das is to use it for anything. So why can't you use it for a Safek? L'Safek my time alai. Why does Chazal not want you using it for a Safek use? Dikavet Guma. Because there's a Chashash, you're going to make a ditch in the ground, so it's Baina. Vaday, even if you're using the dirt for vada usage, it's still, you're making a ditch in the ground. Alakir Rababa, so you're going to tell me that no, there's no problem to make a ditch, like we had in Chasam and Aleph. Rababa said that a chay for guma veinat zarech el la'afara. So you're it's mutar on yamtef for at least in this context. So then hachanami kid Rababa. So here too also by the suffik, I'll tell you like Rababa. So there's no problem of making a ditch. Ella suffik my taima dama avikatisha. Rather, the reason why Chazal didn't want you using the dirt for the suffik is because maybe the dirt's going to be clumpy and you're going to come to be over on the malacha of teichin by crushing it up. Well, vaday nami nigzer mishum ketisha. By vaday, the chashash exists just as much that you might come to break up the dirt and be over on teichin. So says the Gemara, no, because vaday ki avid ketisha asyasei v'dachi asleisasei. By a vaday, what's the worst that could happen? Is you, if you're over on teichin, so what? The asay of kisei adam is deicha the leisasei of teichin. So that's why by a vaday we let you do it. Says the Gemara, "Asei dechaleis asei does not apply over here because Emer damrin and asi asei v'dachi asleis asei. When do we apply asei dechaleis asei? That's going mila b'tzaras inami sadim b'tzitzis. That's only by the classic cases of mila when you're cutting off the beheres, the tzaras that's on the makom mila or tzitzis when a person has kalayim. The be'inna dekamiakar lav kamaykum asei. Where at the exact time that you're being over on the leis asei, so to speak, the exact time we are being over the leis asei." We are wearing the kliyim. We are cutting off the tzaras. You're also being mekayim da'aseh. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of mila. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, hacha be'in the kamiakir lav like aseh. But here, when you're being oikar the lav, when you're being oikar on kedisha, it's only afterwards that you do the aseh of kisei adam. So says the Gemara, Aloy Kasha, that's not so fair. The Bahadi the Kotish Kamechasi. We're talking about a case where a person crushes the dirt right over the dam. So at the exact time he's being over on Teichah and he's covering the dirt. Well, still says the Gemara, Saif Saif, Asay Dechleis Asay doesn't apply over here because Asay is only Deicha Aleis Asay. But over here, Yomtif Asay Villeis Asayhu. Yomtif's not just a Leis Asay, it's a Leis Asay and it's also an Asay. Ve'in Asay Deichas Leis Asay Vasay. And Asay does not have the Kayach to be Deicha Leis Asay when it's together with an Asay. And therefore, Asay Deichas Leis Asay is not going to apply over here. And we're back to our kasha, that if you have dirt, so why is it that you could use it to cover the vaday, well, that really that makes sense, but why can't you use this dirt to cover the dam of the kai? It says, the Gemara Ella Marava, that Efer Kira, daite levaday vein daite lesafik. It's not that Chazal didn't allow you to use the dirt for a suffik usage. When a person sets aside something to be used for a vada usage, he doesn't set it aside for a suffik use. That's why he can't use it to cover the dam of the kai. Va'az de Rav L'tameh, and we find that this is Rav L'shitase, that even if you designate something on Shabbos or Yom Tov to be used, so you can't use it for a suffik usage. Damai Rava, hichnis afer l'chaseis b'tzaya. So let's say a person, he brings in dirt to cover up tzaya. Now tzaya is considered a suffik if a child's going to have an accident in a place where you'll need to clean it up. So if a person designates dirt for that suffik usage of tzaya, so mutu l'chaseis b'dam tzipur. So then he could use that same dirt to cover the dam of a tzipur. If he shachts a bird on Yom Tov, that's considered a vada usage. That was considered a classic thing to do on Yom Tov, to shecht some chicken. And therefore, you could use the dirt to cover the dam. However, dam tzipur, if he designated the dirt to cover the dam of a tzipur, which again is a vaday, so also l'chaseis by tzaya, he can't use that dirt to cover tzaya, because that's a suffik usage. So again, you see this is rav l'shitasei, that if you designate something on Yom Tov to be used for a vaday usage, you can't use it for a suffik. Now on this topic, says the Gemara, that Nahar Blai Amri, they say that no, afilu hichnis afer l'chaseis b'dam tzipur, mutar l'chaseis b'tzaya. They say that even if you designated the dirt for dam tzipur, you could use it to cover up the tzaya, because they learn, they understand the metzias of tzaya, is that it's like basically a vaday. Halachically, it's treated like a vaday, and therefore, if you designated dirt to cover the dam of a tzipur, you could use it to cover the tzaya. Says the Gemara, Amri b'marava. They said in Eretz Yisrael that pligi b'Rab Yosi bar Chama and Reb Zeira. That is a machlekes between Reb Yosi bar Chama and Reb Zeira. Va'amri la Rava b'id Reb Yosi bar Chama of Reb Zeira. The machlekes is between Rava and Reb Zeira. Chad amar koya reyu ketzaya. One of them said that koy is considered like a tzaya. is considered like covering tzaya. Now we know kai is a safik, so kai harayuka tzaya means that tzaya also is halachically like a safik, is a safik usage. V'chad amar kai eino ketzaya. Then no, kai is not ketzaya, meaning kai we know is a safik. Tzaya is considered a vada use. So it's tzayim de rava hu da amar kai harayuka tzaya. We have a raya that rava is the bala memra who said that koi is like tzaya, meaning that tzaya is a suffix, which is the Amar Rava. Rava said, the member we just had, that hichnis afro lechasis by tzaya, amuta lechasis by dam tzipur. Dam tzipur also lechasis by tzaya to stayim. You see from the seifa of Rava's memra, that if a person designated dirt to be used to cover the dam tzipur, he's not allowed to use it for tzaya because tzaya is considered a suffix. So again, all of this was Rava's, this was the first pshat the Gemara said, that a working pshat, Rava's pshat, that the reason for the braisa, which said that you're not allowed to shech the kayan yamtif, and if you do, you can't cover the dam, is because a person's das is not to designate the dirt for a safik use. Rami braid Rav Yeva amar, a different pshat, the reason why you can't cover the dam of the koi is because koi haini taima dolei mechasino, and this is the reason why you can't cover the dam, because gzeira mishum ataris chalba. If a person sees you covering the dam, they're gonna say, oh, it must be it's a chaya, and they'll say that, oh, so the chalev is mutter. Now really it's a safik behema, and the chalev of a behema is aser. The chalev of a chaya is mutter, all the fats of a chaya are mutter. A behema is chalev, which is aser. If a person sees you covering the dam of the koi, they'll say, oh, it must be it's a chaya, and they'll come to be matter the chalev, which is incorrect, because maybe it's a behema and it's aser. Well, says the Gemara, yachi, if so, senafil b'chol nami, even if they see you covering the dam during the week, you'll have this chashash. Says the Gemara, no, b'chol ami l'nakir chatzeru hutzarech. When the person sees you covering the dam, they say, oh, you're just cleaning up, not for the mitzvah. Well, says the Gemara, that works if you're doing it in your chatzar. Shachet ba'ash b'mayik l'meymar. What happens if you shacht in a garbage dump anywhere else besides your chatzar? Voli maleich mayik l'meymar. What if he comes to ask the Rav? The Rav tells him, yes, you have a chiv, go cover the dam. So now he's going to say, oh, it must be it's a chayo. So he's going to eat the chalev. Says the Gemara, ela b'chol inami misafka amri l'rabbanin zil tarav v'chasi. You know, during the week, even if he assumes that it's because of the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, he doesn't take from there that, oh, it must be that Chazal considered it a chaya. Because he knows that even if it's a suffix chaya, you'll have to cover the dam. However, b'yomtiv, imisafka, mi'amri le'rabban, zeltar v'chasi, the person assumes, now really this is incorrect, but the person assumes that if the fact you're covering it on yomtiv, it must be that it's a vade chaya, because otherwise the rabbanon would never let you cover it. Now really it's not true, because if you have afar that's set aside, you could use it for anything you want, so you could use it to technically clean up. But the person doesn't realize that, so he assumes that no, if he sees you covering the dam of the koi on Yom Tif, it must be that we're considering it to be a vade chaya, and then he's going to come to be matir the chaylev. Says the Gemara, Tani Reb Zera, that loy koi belvad amru, this halacha is not just true about a koi, that you can't cover the dam, el afilu shachat behema chaya v'oif, v'nis arvu dam and zebezeh, even if a person shachted a behema chaya v'oif, so a chayin and oif are chayiv in kisvei adam, but mixed into there is also the dam of a behema, and all the dam got mixed up, v'nis arvu dam and zebezeh, and all the dam got mixed up, also the chaseis of a yamtif, you're now all the covered on yamtif, because that would be a tircha shlo l'tzarech. To cover the dam of the behema is a tircha that's not necessary. You don't chiv, there's no mitzvah to cover the dam of the behema, and therefore that's a tircha shlo l'tzarech. And Rashi explains that that's also the pshat in the koi. It's a third pshat in koi. The reason why you can't cover the dam of a koi, even if you have offer that's prepared, is because there's just simply no reason for it. It's a tircha shlo l'tzarech. Now says the Gemara that Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yasinam leishanu al she'ein yachal lechaseisay b'dekira achas. That's only true if you can't cover it in one scoop. Aval yachal lechaseisay b'dekira achas. If you could just take one scoop of afar and cover the dam all together, so then mutter, because then there's no tircha shlo letzayrich. Anyways, you have to take that scoop for the chay and the oif, and you're not doing anything extra for the behema. Says the Gemara Pshita, obviously if you could do it in one dekira, so then that should be mutter. What's the chiddush? Ma'od the tema nigzor dekira achas atu shteged dekira is kamash malan. I might have thought that even if you could do it in one dekira, we shouldn't allow you to do it because maybe you'll come to do it even in two kamash malan, that we don't make such a gzera.